This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, it's RÚV English Radio. I'm Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. Time for another episode of Oithskulith, the news in a simple form of Icelandic. And the news today concerns the cleanup that took place a couple of weeks ago just off the coast in the north of Iceland, near Akureyri. Bjarni here once again. Hello.
Já, góðan dag.
Like I say, this is about the cleanup that took place, people getting involved to make the oceans and the seas around Iceland a little bit cleaner and get rid of some of the plastic that is bedeviling not just this country, but of course many other countries as well. So if you want to follow along with this story and pick up some words in Icelandic, then follow the link to the text on the page accompanying the show from RÚV English Radio. And we start once again just under the video player. You can watch the video report if you want. It's in Icelandic, of course, but our text starts under that video.
Fólk á öllum aldri tók þátt í fjöruhreinsun við Eyjafjörð á dögunum. Yngri plokkarar voru sérstaklega duglegir og byggu til listaverk úr rusli sem fannst í flæðarmálinu. Samtökin Ocean Missions hafa undanfarin 6 ár unnið að hreinsun strandlengju Íslands en þau stóðu að viðburðinum í samvinnu við Amtsbókasafnið á Akureyri. Í þetta sinn var plokkið hluti af barnamenningarhátíð á Akureyri. Fjölskyldum var boðið í fjöruferð og forvitnir krakkar fengu fræðslu mikilvægi þess að hugsa vel hafið. Ocean Missions bjóða fólki reglulega að slást í för með sér við að plokka rusl í fjörum á Norðurlandi og hvetja sem flesta til að leggja sitt af mörkum. Því af nægu sé að taka.
And let's head back to the start of that story, go through it line by line.
Fólk á öllum aldri tók þátt í fjöruhreinsun við Eyjafjörð á dögunum. So people in every age or every took part in the cleaning of the sand or by the sea in Eyjafjörður recently. Eyjafjörður exactly is the big fjord going exactly, I think, north-south, could say.
Right into Akureyri.
Right into Akureyri. So this is one of the main fjords of the north. Mm. And á dögunum, meaning exactly in the recent days. And this is, of course, very typical for spring.
Yes.
You see, finally, the snow is gone, for the moment at least. And you see maybe a lot of rubbish and stuff that has gone around. So it's really part of the, what do you say, the spring routine.
Yes, the spring clean.
The
maybe.
Spring clean yes. to go. Why not also by the seaside? Because, of course, the ocean, has a lot of stuff in it that goes ashore little by little. Yngri plokkarar voru sérstaklega duglegir og byggu til listaverk úr rusli sem fannst í flæðarmálinu. The small, well, do we have a term in English? Because it's a few years ago, we started using this, both the verb plokka and also then the noun plokkari for people collecting rubbish outdoors. So we have the person doing the cleaning is plokkari, plokkari, and then að plokka is the verb to go outside and pick up the waste you see around.
Yeah, I don't think we don't have a word for it. Yeah. The concept, obviously, people would take part in cleaning expeditions like this. But a particular word? No. But there is one in Icelandic.
Já, plokka. Yeah, plokka. And I think it's because it's often you need a term to get everybody on board.
Yes.
And that, I think, has happened because, of course, everybody was maybe tidying up a bit. But now when you say plokka and going út að plokka, etc., you get the idea at once.
Everyone knows what's being expected.
And it's a collective thinking also.
Yes, collective endeavor.
And you can organize, like we have here, organize an event about plokka, etc. So and here, for example, we are talking about the young plock people, or the youngsters among them, were very so efficient, hardworking, and they even made a piece of art out of the rubbish they found at the shore.
Good. Yeah. Good for them.
Yeah. Samtökin Ocean Missions hafa undanfarin 6 ár unnið að hreinsun strandlengju Íslands. Maybe we stop there for a moment. So we have an organization, I think international one even, Ocean Missions, that has started exactly this in the north of Iceland. So for the last 6 years, they have been working on cleaning the shores of Iceland, especially in the north.
Mm.
En þau stóðu að viðburðinum í samvinnu við Amt spókasafnið á Akureyri. But they so organized this event in cooperation with the main library in Akureyri. And actually interesting that the city, well, it is practically the city library of Akureyri,
mm.
but they have this nice old term, they call it the Amts bókasafnið, referring to the old Amt. That was like
the old counties.
County, yes, yeah, exactly. Yes. The old, very old counties yes. back in the Danish era.
Yes.
Yeah. So they still keep that name on the library just in reference to the history and so on. So that's, if you hear about the Amtsbókasafnið, that's the one in Akureyri.
It's the very, 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 very old county
exactly.
library.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. And they are participating in all kinds of stuff like this also. Í þetta sinn var plokkið hluti af barnamenningarhátíð á Akureyri. And further connections, this time the plokk or the rubbish collecting was part of the Children Culture Festival in Akureyri also. Fjölskyldum var boðið í fjöruferð og forvitnir krakkar fengu fræðslu mikilvægi þess að hugsa vel hafið. Families were invited for a trip down to the sea or down at the shore and curious kids or interested kids had some lessons or information about the importance of thinking or taking good care about the ocean. Hugsa vel is taking good care of something. And of course that's for like for everybody. But also here in Iceland with all the fisheries and so on, we want to try to keep the sea clean. Ocean Missions bjóða fólki reglulega að slást í förum með sér við að plokka rusl í fjörum á Norðurlandi. Ocean Missions invite people regularly to, well, slást í för means to participate or literally it means to invade the flock. You know, add themselves in the flock mm-hmm. of people with or doing this picking up the trash.
I think plucking, actually.
Plucking, maybe.
At plocka,
yeah.
I think you could say that it's close enough to plucking, as you would pluck rubbish from the water, or maybe you'd pluck items of garbage or rubbish from the
exactly.
from the street. So let's go with that.
Exactly.
At plocka is to pluck.
Yeah, very good. Mjög gott. Yes, to pluck then the rubbish from the shores in Norðurland and, já, hvetja sem flesta til að leggja sitt af mörkum því að nægu sé að taka.
And that's the... Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry, yeah, yes. I just hadn't finished the
yes,
part. So very last part, no problem. Yes. And encourage the most of people, or as many as possible, to make or do their part, leggja sitt af mörkum, because... It's enough to do, or it's a lot to take.
It is a lot to take,
yeah.
for sure. Okay,
yeah.
So that, and apologies for cutting across you there at
no
the end.
Problem.
That is the story then of the cleanup that was taking place in or near Akureyri a couple of weeks ago. So find that, follow along with the text, the link on the page accompanying the show from Roof English Radio. More from Oithskulith next week. More of the news in a simple form of Icelandic. For now, Bjarti, thanks very much indeed.
Takk.
Roof English Radio, I'm Darren Adam. You can get in touch anytime. We're English at ruv.is.
There is more from Roof English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. Roof English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, Roof.